Blog Talk Radio.
It's Eduardo, and welcome to Foodomania Nighttime. Thanks for tuning in. Another beautiful day. Today is a record setter for sure. It was approaching 70 degrees in large parts of the Puget Sound. I know Anacortes was about 66, almost 67 degrees. So good day for hopefully taking walks and getting out of the house a little bit and doing some stretching and such things, a little bit of interactive playing with the kids, maybe. I saw some different people I know. They were out for hikes, you know, hopefully social distancing, and a couple of people even took it into their own hands and went into the woods and did some hiking. Why not? You know, you only do the best you can as long as you're being careful, and I know those people that went hiking are pretty smart people and pretty safe, so hopefully they didn't mess around too much. All right, what a day today has been. There's a lot of things going on, and you guys have been following the news. You know that that specific person that works in Washington, D.C. made a big boisterous announcement today about trying to get this country, going back open and everything, and just has been, you know, on that case for weeks. And, you know, I don't like to get into politics on this show, so I'm not going to get too much into the detail. But what I will say about it is it was met with some rebuttal and, sober clarity that we really need to, you know, pay attention to, which, in fact, the governors of many states who rejected the idea of even that being a possibility of getting back open until certain specific things are in place, specifically testing on a regular basis, safety for employees that might be offered to go back to their jobs a little bit early, specifically schools, which won't change at all, assisted living facilities and nursing homes, which won't change at all, no matter what this specific leader decides he thinks that it would be a good idea to do. Now, there's no doubt that most of us do not like too much about what's going on, and it's a huge struggle to be able to stay inside and stay away from friends and family, not be able to get some hugs and kisses and all those things that really, you know, give us a good reason to wake up every day. But the reality is overnight there have been a lot of extended cases in Skagit County. Things are not changing. We had a little bit of a surge. So I know for a fact that it's going to take a little bit more time before anything really totally opens up. They may have certain things may change a little bit in the next couple of weeks, and I hope they do in certain states. But I think the only reality of the situation is, number one, everything that we're doing is working. Staying home, being, you know, low-key, being safe, washing your hands, social distancing, making sure you don't take any unnecessary trips is the thing that's bringing things to slow down the spread of what's going on here. Listen, it's been almost a month already, and, you know, a lot of us keep thinking, when are we going to wake up from this crazy dream that we're in the middle of, this nightmare, so to speak? And it's going to not be anytime soon, ladies and gentlemen, for real. I'm not being negative about it. I'm just being realistic. And like I say in the broadcast, be careful about the news and the input that you get, and make sure that you fact check and really, really do some cross-referencing so you can find out exactly what the importance is. People are just funny, you know. It's like today there was somebody advertising. They wanted to know if somebody could come and shampoo their carpets, looking for a carpet shampoo company. Well, come on. The idea is, even if you're in your house, you can go out, you can meet people on the street, but you don't let people into your house at this point in time. You don't take all the weeks of isolation and safety that you've been practicing in your own home and get your darn carpets washed? Come on, give me a break. It's such an unimportant thing right now. You know, use your vacuum. You know, you can go safely into one of the local hardware stores and buy some carpet shampoo or maybe even rent a machine. But don't invite companies to come into your house and wash your carpets right now. Seriously. I know somebody else who's having some construction work done on their property, and they say, well, they've been able to instruct this company to just go ahead and do certain things on their own, and they'll pay them directly via bank transfer or whatever. Really? It's that important right now that you get certain construction done on your home when you don't have the ability to go outside and you know, look at it and make sure it's being done the right way, that you don't really know the history of the workers that are coming on your property? Now, you know, it might sound really totally paranoid the way I'm talking right now, but listen, it doesn't make any sense. Just wait it out a little bit. Wait another couple of weeks. See how things go. See how things slow down. See if, in fact, you know, these rapid testing, you know, things are going to reach, you know, this county that we live in. And make sure for a fact that you're safe and that your family's safe. Before you have to, yeah, I know we're bored. I know that we want to do things. I know we want to feel productive. If you're ready to spend a couple of $1,000s on having somebody come to your house and do some renovation, could you think possibly of taking maybe 10 or 15% of that money, maybe a couple of $100s, and donating it to a local food bank or donate it to a family that might be stuck in a hotel that is living there day to day, you know, or maybe buy, you know, $100 worth of toilet paper and see if you can distribute it to people that need it. I mean, these are the things that you should be focusing on. These are the things that you should be concentrating on doing. As far as your carpets are concerned, come on. Really. Give it a little rest for a couple of weeks, okay? Or if you want a wake-up call, then go to the market and see how hard these people are working over there to make sure that you have food on your table every day. Or go by the hospital and see the change of shift when people are walking in dressed like astronauts, so to speak, to be able to go to work to provide a safe environment, God forbid, if you or one of your family members get sick. All right? I'm not trying to be a jerk about this. I'm just trying to tell people, just wake up a little bit. Concentrate on things to take care of yourself. Concentrate on trying to, at this point in time, getting your kids to work on their studies a little bit, because school's probably not going to open. Do something that's going to help your neighbor or a family relative or somebody, and forget about looking for somebody to do your nails or somebody to do it. It's not a priority, but I can't tell you what to do. I can just say, please just use your head a little bit. Okay. It's really, really important to do that. All right. Other than that, remember tonight there's going to be a media shower. And for those of you who have a little bit of time to go outside when it gets dark, it's going to be starting from today and going until about the 22nd of the month. You're going to have a chance to see a whole bunch of them, probably about 10 to 15 an hour of shooting stars and meteors going in the sky. And we're very lucky right now because it's really clear and you should be able to see some really good stuff. Then if anybody's up at about 4:46, you'll get a chance again to see some of the Starlink satellites. But tomorrow is going to be the big one. Tomorrow, literally, at about 9:45 in the evening, right after our show, as a matter of fact, you'll be able to go outside and you'll be able to see about 25 to 30 minutes, probably over 100 satellites, actually at a really good position in the sky tomorrow. So if you're part in a neighborhood that's a little dark, or you want to do something that maybe even get in your car and go to a sort of slightly darker place that's kind of quiet, you may see something that you'll maybe never get a chance to see again, or at least not on a regular basis. I'll give you more details of that on our website, and also I'll talk about it tomorrow morning show. All right, so that's how it goes. A couple of different pieces of information. You know that starting this week, some of the ferry trips are influencing and telling people to, unless it's absolutely essential, limit your ferry trips. All visitors and non-essential workers need to postpone their travel to any of the islands at this time. Some people do have jobs here and they have to commute on a regular basis, especially if you're a health worker or something like that. I know a couple of people who are working on couple of different islands in the clinics and the hospitals there to treat people. And so they have to go back and forth. But I just tell you, just put those plans off for a little bit. Everybody wants, you know, you to come and visit their island. But right now restaurants are closed down. There's not a lot to do there. And it'd be best if you can put those trips off. Same thing to different parts of, you know, Washington. People like to go at this time of year to go out to make day trips or overnight trips to Eastern Washington, same kind of thing. It's unfortunately not the time to do it. So we need to think in those terms. As much as it is frustrating, believe me, it is. That would make much more sense to you and your family and everybody else. Just because there's this big hunk of publicity, politically motivated publicity today, as I said, don't take everything like to heart that things are about to open up and everything's changing. We are way, way early on that. So just find some other things that you need to do. You know, it's funny, this is cherry season. There's people right now that you know, certain things are not going to be able to be delivered in the way they normally are, like the stands that we always see, the cherry stands, maybe put on hold for a little bit. They're having some of the farmers markets becoming dry farmers markets, which I think is really fantastic. And that's a way where people can actually drive through and pick up their stuff without necessarily having to get out of the car. And I imagine some of the cherry places will be doing that too. It's the big news is that there's certain things that get you know, really hurt by this. For instance, gooey ducks, if you know what that is, that's that weird little sea creature that people love to eat. And if you have ever had a gooey duck, you might probably don't realize that you ate one. They're actually not too bad if you eat them correctly. But there's a big crop of those that usually go to Asian markets this time of year. That's put on hold. And unfortunately, there's a lack of shipping to foreign countries right now of products, especially in the Northwest, lots of seafood. And sadly, that is going to hit some of the Washington farmers, whether it be produce or whether it be shellfish. It's going to hurt. So absolutely. The other similar experience that like I said, is going to hit a lot of farmers at this point. Sadly, a lot of milk is being dumped, pardon me, and eggs are being destroyed, and even some vegetable crops right now are being plowed under just because there's not an ability to get them to customers in the way they normally can. And they're hoping that that won't happen with the cherry crop because this year looks like a real incredible harvest. So hopefully we'll have the opportunity to be able to buy lots of cherries and be able to not be denied that deliciousness that happens this time of year. I sure look forward to it. And that's where, you know, it's really important to try to, you know, when you're shopping to, you know, to purchase certain kinds of local produce when you get a chance to do it. I really feel for the little farms and the local farms and people who the small bakeries and places like that who are going to be a little bit limited in their markets. You know, it's like they're asking, how do you socially distance yourself, like in the fields? How do you socially distance yourself in the packing facilities or even in the housing for field workers and stuff that come to work? Are people going to be able to get where they want to go? How do you transport the workers? How many people can you put on a bus safely? How many people can you put in the housing to harvest the crops? It's just, it's a very scary situation right now. And this is why things are not necessarily going to go back to that normal stuff that's supposed to happen. And let's try to maybe use our time and energy to figure out ways that we can come up with ways to support the local farmers and people who have the mom-and-pop farms, the dairy farms, the local cheese companies. People that seem to be doing fine are the pot stores and the distillery stores and, of course, the liquor departments. Seems like they have, you know, a good plan in place there. Well, I'm hoping that can help develop some good plans for the people that are growing just vegetables and corn and things like that. You know, that would be really helpful. Generally speaking, a lot of restaurants are still doing delivery. In some cases, it hasn't really affected some too badly. Some, though, are down to a shoestring crew of one or two people and just trying to do everything themselves to just try somehow to keep the doors open. I know there's a couple of different restaurants that have been able to take advantage of the paycheck loan financing plan that the government's introduced so they can keep some of their workers, paid for a while to keep the business open. But a lot of small businesses and new restaurants have ignored it. Number one, because the money ran out so quick. In fact, they're trying right now to get more money from Congress to support more restaurants. Some people just figure, well, their former employees will just get unemployment. And then when we do open eventually, we'll see what happens. But there's no security in most restaurants as far as the staff is concerned. Some places, yes, but generally speaking, especially newer restaurants who really have to worry about just keeping the doors open if they've only been open maybe a year or less. So, no great changes in that area, unfortunately. And if restaurants do decide to reopen, they're going to have to think of how they're going to do it. How are they going to get the food from the kitchen to the table and still maintain 6 to 10 feet distance? Or are they going to have like a pickup counter in the restaurant where people come to the counter and pick it up? And they're going to have markers on the floor so people can stand 10 feet away. I mean, it's a complicated situation. And if they seat 100 people, well, how are they going to do that? Are you just going to have single people at separate tables 10 feet away? Is it going to be really worth opening the doors when they can only serve a third of their normal, people at a time? Are people really going to want to wait outside for an hour and 45 minutes to come into a restaurant? I'm not being negative, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just being realistic. And that's why I'm saying don't necessarily immediately believe the hype, because the reality is we have to protect ourselves. We have to stay healthy. We have to make sure that we don't become a carrier or we spread it to other people. And that's the only way things are going to change. So use your time and energy to think of other creative ways to be able to, do some of the things that will really be helpful to each other right now. That's what I say. All right, so we're moving right along. I'm also saying hi for Rhonda E., who's taking the night off, and she'll be back sometime tomorrow for our shows for sure. It'd be really great. But in her absence, I would love to play one of her great songs for you right now. This is a song that she's recorded from one of her CDs that I know the musician that musicians have played on it and produced it, and they did a pretty darn good job. She's got some really, really great tunes, and I'm going to play this one right now, which I think is just really one of those really wonderful tunes of hers, Rhonda E. Okay, and this one is called Captivated. Here we go.
Cold to deep, and the truth.
All right. Anybody's interested in the copy of that, we can arrange that very easily. And let me let you know how to get in touch with me, by the way. Just write me at Chef Duarte, that's C-H-E, F as in Frank, S as in Sam, T-U-A-R-T-O, at hotmail.com. And post your suggestions and write me for recipes or any ideas that you guys might have as far as the show is concerned. We're encouraging food workers to call in. Tell us about your exploits. I'll have some updated information about unemployment tomorrow morning as well, since it's the last week of the day that you'll actually be able to try to talk to somebody directly, which is, you know, I have to say is next to impossible. Even if you get next to your phone tomorrow morning, if you haven't done that yet or you have questions and you haven't gotten any decisions, get to that phone, sit by that phone about 2 minutes to eight and start dialing it in. And hopefully, if you're lucky, you might be able to get in touch with somebody if you try right at 8 o'clock. And then they tell you if you can't, you'll try a few times and then keep trying during the course of the day. It's really like a roll of the dice. It took me, when I was trying to do the claim that I needed to do days and days until I finally got through. And now I'm at a standstill where I still haven't really heard what's going on yet. So, I mean, I got some information, but nothing has necessarily come through yet. And so, it takes a while and be patient. They are doing some work on it. And in fact, got some information today that I'll pass on to you in the morning since you really can't do much about it tonight. All right. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for coming in and being part of the show again tonight. And we'll just keep it going. You know, we'll just try to keep making the episodes happen. This is episode 48. It's hard to believe 48 episodes since this thing had started. That's almost the whole complete season normally, because usually it's weekly. But I'm enjoying being on the air with you guys and making this happen. We do have some video available. It's being edited, and we'll put that up pretty soon. Plus a couple of live musical guests coming up this week, which is fun, right here from 1020 Radio Studios, home of Foodomania. The studio's all set to go, and we'll be doing a couple of performances via coming in to the studio directly from a couple of different places out in the county. We have somebody, a really great artist from Port Townsend area that'll be participating. And yours truly is going to do a couple of Beatle tunes, which I'm excited about. I don't get a chance to play that often, so I will do it. If anybody listened to the first couple of shows, I was messing around with guitars a little bit. And there's been so much going on in shows that I haven't had a chance to really do that. So right in the studio, I'm sitting around amongst a couple of them right now. I could pick up and start playing any second. All right, so traditionally what we've been doing is going out with a Holly song every show now, and that's just dedicated to people who are visiting friends and family and have to do it through the car windows, or sometimes I know I have to visit somebody and I only can see them, get on the porch and see them through their good glass picture window, and spent several great visits, but basically not able to actually make physical contact, not even within the 6 to 10 feet distance, because they've been ill and I'm in that sensitive zone. So, but I've enjoyed it. So this is the Hollies, Lit Through Any Window. I'm going to be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning with another food mania. And tomorrow we'll have unemployment information first thing. We'll have a couple of really fun things. And Rhonda, you'll be back tomorrow to give us an update. Love you all out there, and thank you again. This is Chef Duarte for Foodomania. Here are the Hollies.